Jesus is truth. Amen.
Amen.
I am the way, the truth, and the life. Not true, truth. You can think something's true. We talked about that. It could be wrong. But the truth is staying sure.
Amen.
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 God's word is truth. It does not change.
Amen.
It will not change. We found out Wednesday that God is no respecter of persons. We know that.
Amen.
It's true.
Amen.
But then we found out also Wednesday, and you should have received it, that God don't change for you.
Amen.
Okay, when was that ever said? It was said. Because we got to strive lawfully. Amen.
Amen.
If you do things the right way, everything else will work out. We have to endure for a while, but everything will work out. God will get the glory. He will get the praise. And you will be the benefit of the mighty working hand of Almighty God.
Amen.
I want you to listen very closely. Don't turn it off because we done preached this before. Don't turn it off because you may have heard the example before. There's a truth that's here that you need. Not to survive, but to excel. Amen.
Amen.
Not to survive. We are not a church of survival.
Amen.
We are a church of on the go.
Amen.
We are on the go.
Amen.
We got the devil.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. Amen. But it is get up.
Yes.
And it is get up.
Amen.
Amen. Now, the word of God says in Matthew. Now, we will just pray with me. Father,
I'm ready.
I'm ready to receive.
To receive.
The grace.
The grace.
Of your word.
Of your word.
This moment.
This moment.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' name.
It is my strength.
It is my
strength. The seventh verse, it plainly says in the heart of it this morning, ask and you shall receive.
Yes.
Period. That's what it says. It didn't say you might receive, it said you shall receive.
Yes.
You shall receive.
Amen.
You shall receive.
Amen.
Ask and you shall receive. You heard a praise report this morning. Praise God. Remember that as we keep fighting and fighting and fighting, we'll be praying and praying and praying, and the devil lost and lost and lost.
Amen.
God did exactly what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
You got to understand it. God didn't do a little bit again exactly the what he said he was going to do, what he said he was going to do. God did it.
Amen.
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 Amen. You gotta understand it. What God said he was going to do, God did.
Yes. Yes.
Why? God is truth.
Amen.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Amen.
That's all. It's just all of it.
Yes.
What he said he was going to do, he did.
Yes.
Amen? Now, something had to happen, so we got to put some scriptures together like you've been doing. Get the word. Get the picture. Get a picture of it. Make it clear. What is it? Paul, I pray for the mark.
Yes.
I think he's
heard.
The what?
I call that.
The pride. The high power.
That's right.
What's the pride that if you want?
Oh, yes.
Right.
Thank you.
I ask you. I'm going to receive
it. Amen.
Amen.
Do you hear
me? Amen.
I'm not asking a minute. Which we'll find out about that in a minute. I'm not asking a minute, I'm asking day off.
Amen.
How did it the next day? That's all right. I'm still expecting you.
That's right.
Yes.
Hey!
Yes, right.
Yeah, you're not here.
Amen.
I thought it was going to be so simple. I ask here. It's the message I didn't get. I'm still expecting.
Yes.
God is going to come through.
Oh, yeah.
Now you say, oh, yeah, do you really? I thought the Bible was going to go, oh, yeah, oh, yeah, in the spirit. But when it comes to the rubber hitting the road, do you still, oh, yeah? Because that old girl that you got was up and from your spirit man and shook your head and said, oh yeah, you got a witness to it. That God will come through.
Oh yeah.
And you keep expecting God to do what he said he was going to do. Why? I asked him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you. I didn't give you the bad day. It's going to come.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
I think that it's gonna come. Regardless of what I feel like, it's gonna come.
Thank you.
Thank you.
See, God must be just doing all the healing and stuff at the same time. So that's the same time.
Amen.
And I call it, I got a praise for us. Okay, you can't be over it. I got a praise for one of the doctors. And when I went before, the doctor said this thing is bad. This don't look too good. I said, okay. I said, you look at another doctor. And they did some tests, and the guy said, well, we'll wait. I thought, I was praying, please, Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus. Please, Lord Jesus. I don't want that.
Yeah,
I don't want that. Please, Lord Jesus. My back's in the corner, and I'm kind of hunkering down. Please, Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
I don't want that.
Yeah.
And the doctor said, I give you 3 months. God's good.
Amen.
Went and got another test 3 months later, and it went down. It was totally done away with. Even it was so clean what God did.
Yes.
He did exceedingly abundantly more than what I could ever ask him. Now, nobody asked us to ask.
Yeah.
You just, you didn't just mention it. Yeah. You asked it for a reason.
Amen.
Yeah. Trouble was on your mind, so you asked him, and you should expect him to come through.
Amen.
Yeah. Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, ask, and you shall receive. God turned it around. But bless God, he did exactly what he said he was going to do. Exactly. Amen.
Amen.
Exactly what he said he was going to do. Confirming that night, I'm like, God, you are so good. Do you hear me?
Amen.
You stood up here this morning. Stepped in. He's going to do exactly what he said he's going to do.
Yes.
Yeah. But what am I going to
expect?
God to do what he wants. Don't let go.
Yeah.
I asked him, who'd you ask? I asked God. Who was God? My father.
Amen.
Who brought you in the family? Jesus did. I'm of a royal bloodline.
Amen.
You got to understand that. Have you understand that? I'm of a royal bloodline. Are you?
Amen.
You are of a royal bloodline. Amen.
Amen.
You are in the family, and you ask your heavenly Father, and he shall do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
You see, you ask him. Two things, or three things now. That testimony that was given, and I told you concerning, God brought this back. I said, God, I've already told it. He said, tell it again, but make it so plain. You all know my daddy was saved, honored. Amen?
Amen.
Full of sin before he got saved. Glory to his faith. And baptized in the Holy Ghost. But I got to go back to before.
Yeah.
I couldn't stand him. I hated him. I'm just going to be real with you. Not to make it plain. I'll make it plain to you. I was saved. It was the Holy Ghost. Baptized in the Holy Ghost. Preached. But that was still there in my heart.
Yeah.
I'm going to make it plain to you. Now, the thing about it is this. God said, make it plain, so I am, and I want you to listen very closely. There were things I asked and asked God concerning my baby. I asked you the same, I asked you this, I asked this, I asked that. But the thing about what was really being asked is, Father, you avenge me of my enemy. I ask you for vengeance. See, you're saying one thing, but in your heart you're saying something else. You need to listen.
Right.
So nothing can be done. You ask in a minute. I ask in a minute. My mouth is saying one thing, but my heart is saying something else. What God looked on? Your heart.
Amen.
God has to do an inward work in me before he can answer that prayer.
Amen.
Amen.
I don't know if I'm one of that. You're going to listen to this. There's an anointing here. You got to take it. It's going inside. Amen.
Amen.
God wants you to exhale. He wants you to exhale. Never to be defeated. Amen.
Amen.
What you ask him, he wants you to get it. He wants you to have it. Because you don't ask him with it. Because your heart is straight concerning what you ask him for. Do you understand what I'm talking about?
Amen.
God is going to work on you. And so he worked on me. Worked on me like that fishing rod. And worked on me. And put it to me. He said, I need you to concern him. I need you to concern me. So, which one do you love the most? I wouldn't let you die with my daddy. I forget that. And fry it with my hot dog on the side of the road. Which one do you answer to all of with you?
That's how I felt about it.
He could have been on the track. Oh, I told you. I said I'm joking. I wasn't joking. I was real. There was that much in there. He could have been trying to die with a small hot dog. It makes no. I'm just being honest with you. But God broke me down and taught me what I told me. The rod was that gift from my dad. And when I shrugged that off, and I said, got the rod, and I was going to pay for it, and I was anointing, and I thought God came down me and supported me with the Target. And God said, which one do you love the most? If you get that, you are no son of mine. And it's broken. And I told you, I put the rod up, I went out into the car and began to weep and to wail, driving all the way home, ran after this cry, because my father, to me, what I heard is, you're no son of mine. Broke me. God began to do a work, and that time came, and I told you, you know the story, I got him that rod, that reel. I took it to him and I presented it to him. God said, because God said, you go back and you get that. God pushed me out. You know how God pushed on me.
Amen.
He pushed on me. He drove me all the way back up to that same car. Got to get me something, okay? Looked around and I can get him. I can get him a wallet. I got the wallet before. I had to get the wallet. It's a tie, too. You don't talk about sock. You don't talk about it. Now, honestly, here's $20. Honestly, but it comes from the heart. You understand? I looked around, came back to that same rock. God knows it was the same, rod, it was the same spot, that same one you had to put back. You can hit that foot in there. And I got it for him. I said, okay, I'll get it. Got it. Took it over there. Gave him, please listen to me. you before, when I gave it to him, something changed in him. Something changed in him.
Yes.
Because of obedience.
Man.
I kept asking. But it wasn't getting it. It wasn't getting back.
Yes.
But when the change took place, do you hear me?
Yes.
Hey. When the change took place, I took that and gave it to him.
Yes.
Planting a seed of love in him. Do you hear me? He went. There are some people in life. He began to live.
Yes.
He began to live. God began to work and work. And then I went home and later on began to pray, and all of a sudden, with great fervor inside, God, please save my people. Everything changed. Please save my daddy. Please save my daddy. Everything changed. The asking was no longer wrong, it was right.
Yeah.
I aligned myself up with God. Do you hear me?
Yeah.
Everything was realigned because my heart got realigned and got fixed.
Yeah.
What happened? Down the road, God kept on working. God kept on moving. Down the road, God kept on working. God kept on moving. Do you hear me?
Yes.
He started going to church. He thought he was saved. Kept on working. Kept on moving. But then he really got saved.
Amen.
And he knew he was saved. But I kept expecting and wouldn't let go, because God's word is true. Ask and you shall receive. But then the 8th verse says, it says what? For everyone that asks it, receives it. You hear me? Everyone that asks it, receives it. Jenny, all those years ago, it was placed within inside of her, inside of her heart. The word came forth and said, you are impregnated, you are pregnant. And she said, ah! Because she took it literally. And it was literal. Well, she thought it was in the natural. Ain't that something else? How people, how a person can believe exactly what the Word of God
says. Amen.
That's when it's supposed to be. Just like a little child. She received that word. And when she received it, and she got to spend it in front of it, she was expecting it every Sunday. She was expecting it and expecting it and expecting it every single Sunday with great joy and great anticipation, expecting the manifestation of the Word. Oh my God! And she began to ask. I'm expecting it. There came expectation. Walked through the door. and this expectation. God the Lord came to church that Sunday. God the Lord. And she went and she came down and she got saved.
Amen.
By the hand of Almighty God. Did nobody have nothing to do with it?
Yes.
But God moved. What did he move on? He moved on somebody's obedience. He moved on somebody's faith. He moved on somebody's expectation. She kept asking, holding on to it. Holding on to it. Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. I'm going to fight it. I'm going to fight it. God, Lord, come through. God came through. He did exactly what he said he was going to do. Ask and you shall receive. For everyone that asketh, receive. That's the truth.
Yeah.
Not a truth, the truth.
Yeah.
Amen?
Yeah.
Amen? What about you? What about you? What about you? What about you? Ask, you shall receive. But be willing to get your heart realizing what God wants. And be willing to get your heart and your mind realigned what God wants. If you get your heart right, it'll automatically start affecting your mind.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen.
You get your heart right, and it'll start moving through your body.
Amen.
And the hand that was there to clap, all of a sudden gets to be
healed.
Amen. That old words that they meant for destruction automatically all of a sudden start to come out of your heart.
Yes.
Yes. You want to start receiving what you have? Get your heart right. Get in line with the will of God. You need to understand some things. You need to be on time. Okay, Lord, hang on a minute. Get your heart in line with what God wants. Get in line. Get in line. It was a glorious day. When Benita got saved, glorious day. Glorious day. The glorious day when God brought back Sam. That's another one right there.
Yeah.
I'm not, even said I'm not letting go. I love him. He's mine. And I'm not letting go. God, you got to do something. And I said, I don't care what you do. The word of God says it says. And God said, I'm not making a loophole, but this is what I was saying here. Amen. And brought him back in. Brought him back in answer the prayer of a loving wife. Amen.
Yeah.
Don't you think she had to get her heart in a position? Yes, she did. She had to do a lot of work. And then God began to answer that prayer. God began to move. Amen?
Amen.
Don't you think Hannah had to get her heart up in a position? Yes, she did.
Yes.
And then God heard that prayer. And God answered. God moved. Amen?
Amen.
You ain't no different.
Amen.
Search your heart.
Amen.
Get in the right position with God.
Yes.
And then ask that prayer. See the heavens open up.
Yes.
And God moved on your behalf. God said, ask, you shall receive. And everyone that asks it, receives. That's the way that it is. I told you it's simple. Plain. But it's possible.
Amen.
It's right there for you. It's right there for you. God wants to bless you. Amen?
Amen.
I'm here to tell you the takeaway today. You need to expect God to move. Expect Him to move.
Amen.
Expect God. Expect Him to. He will.
Yes.
The devil's a liar.
Yes.
He's going to get you down.
Yes.
He ain't going to come through. He ain't going to come through. He ain't going to do nothing. He has.
That's it.
He will.
Amen.
Always.
Amen.
He don't pay.
Amen.
You'll never leave me out of this home. God is God. He will. Amen.
Amen.
God is good. Amen.
Amen.